We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Major League season is winding down for the Twins. There'll be no postseason, of course. It's been a tough 2021, but those teams still in the races are looking forward to October and hopefully a date in the World Series. And then beyond that, storm clouds loom over the game. And joining us to talk about that part of it, Bob Nightingale from USA Today. And Bob, always good to visit with you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, and there is a lot facing the game. I know right now fans and teams that are still in the mix are focused on those races and then ultimately the playoffs and the World Series. But there's some challenges facing MLB. Owners and players trying to get together on a collective bargaining agreement. That looms just over the horizon, doesn't it, Bob?
Yeah, December 1st is the deadline. I mean, not that they can't move it back, you know, a week or a month or something like that, Steve. I'm still very optimistic a deal gets done. I mean, both sides lost way too much money. I mean, the players lost 2/3 of a salary. You know, the owners weren't making money. You lose an average of $100 million per club. You know, look, hey, tennis is down throughout the industry again. I think there's 11 teams averaging less than 10,000 fans. St. Louis Cardinals, of all places, until this weekend, haven't come within 10,000 of a sellout. So, you know, they'll go back and forth in that. I think the big issue will be two things, Steve. One, to have the players make more money early on. The players' complaint is, well, we don't get money early on, and then when we hit free agency, we're 30 years old, and you say that we're too old. So I think that, you know, when a guy like Pete Alonso of the Mets is making more money off the home run derby, you know, than his salary, something's wrong. In the second part, I just think the competitive balancing. You know, way too many teams are we got four more teams again this year on pace to lose 100 games. You know, too many teams really aren't trying to win, and that's a problem.
Yeah, and Bob, when you look at that salary cap idea, I don't think the players have ever been in favor of, but what about that proposal of maybe a salary floor where there is a minimum what teams need to pay? Is that something that could fly with the players?
Yeah, the players have never agreed to that. It's been proposed before, and they say no, because if you have a floor, you're going to have a cap. Now, the one thing to that is there's no salary cap right now, but the luxury tax is almost, you know, a de facto, a salary cap. I mean, there's only one team that's blown past it, and that's the Los Angeles Dodgers. So most teams, you know, are scared to death about going over it, you know, wanting to save money. So I would like to see some, you know, some type of floor or something. You know, maybe what they do is penalize teams, say, you know what, if you lose 100 games, you're not going to get a top pick. You're going to be drafted in the bottom half. Just, you know, you got to do some incentive for these teams that are tanking to try to win. I mean, if you're a Baltimore Orioles fan, this is, the third straight full season you're losing 100 games. They've been lost 100 games twice in the whole franchise history. So, you know, you just can't do that. And if you're a player in a team, you know, it's miserable, you know, when your team's not trying to win and going through the dog days of August, September, where you're a punching bag.
Bob, how are they going to get money to the younger players? Are they going to raise the minimum salary? I mean, what are the ideas on the table to get money to the younger players, particularly the stars, before they become eligible for arbitration and free agency? I mean, it's a long wait for these guys to get that opportunity to cash in.
Well, it is, Steve, and I think that's what the Players Association wants. or no, that's what we definitely want, is to lower that thing down to around maybe 2 years of service time. Then you're eligible for arbitration. You know, the owners don't want to do that. You know, they're more afraid of salary arbitration than free agency. I mean, free agency, you can pick and choose, you know, what who you want and how much you want to pay. Arbitration is kind of out of your control. But I think, you know, the union is certainly steadfast on lowering that salary arbitration to make sure some of these guys, you know, get paid. So, you know, there's so many superstars right now who are, you know, 23, 24 years and younger who are still making, you know, less than $1 million.
Yeah, the one thing they're not going to be able to do or put the genie back in the bottle is that about the analytics that have come to the game. That's not going to change. Clubs are going to look at that, and if production falls off or they have the numbers to back it up, that's not going to change.
No, it'll be interesting with all the shortstops in the free agent market. I mean, obviously the Mets way overpaid on Francisco Lindor, $341 million. You know, there's a good five shortstops in the market, you know, who should get being paid. It'd be interesting to see if the owners say, you know what, we just don't think it's worth it. You know, we might give you $150 million, maybe up to $200 million, but there's no way we're going over $300 million. You know, some of these deals, you know, you look at Anthony Rendon of the Los Angeles Angels. That contract's been a nightmare. It just started. You know, $245 million for him. Hey, as great as Mike Trout is, you know, he injured his calf muscle, strained calf in May. He's not going to play for the rest of the season. He's done. And he's still got 9 years left in that contract. And he's, you know, starting to break down at alarming rates here.
Bob Nightingale joining us has covered the major leagues for a long time for USA Today. And collective bargaining on the horizon. Will they get a deal done? One of the other things we've heard is potentially the owners to help recap money lost due to COVID-19 and what ultimately happened in 2020 and the losses in 2021 is potentially expanding. Have you heard any more about that, Bob? Is expansion on the table, or are they going to wait and see?
They're going to wait, Steve. I mean, they will love to have an expansion. And one, just like you alluded to, is that, you know, the clubs, the expansion clubs have to pay about $1.5 billion, you know, times two. So each team would get about $100 million for free. But that being said, they still have to resolve the stadium issue in Oakland, the stadium issue in Tampa, before they do anything. So I still think we're a good 4 or 5 years away. And when it comes, I think the first two choices, Steve, are Nashville, Tennessee, and Montreal. I think those are the first two they'd like to go to. I think Nashville is starting to establish itself as a clear number one expansion team.
Bob, let's talk about those stadiums a little bit real quick. Oakland and Tampa Bay, both very different situations. Right now, Oakland has maybe an upper hand right now, the A's franchise anyway, because they've kind of been given the green light to look elsewhere.
Yeah, a little political pressure on the city officials in Oakland. I mean, look, they just lost the Golden State Warriors to San Francisco, lost the Raiders to Vegas. You know, they need to get that in there. You know, I would think to get something done. I mean, the Howard Terminal, they could be by the water and everything else. And hopefully if they're by the Howard Terminal, which is a nice site, if I'm Major League Baseball, I force teams to stay in Oakland. I think it's a crime that all these teams that go to play the Oakland A's, nobody stays in Oakland. Everybody stays in San Francisco.
Right.
So they don't get, you know, so the city of Oakland doesn't get a penny out of it. I would like to see that change. And in Tampa, you know, they're stuck with at least till 2027, I think it is. You know, they talked about splitting their home games in Tampa and Montreal. But, hey, if you build a new stadium in Montreal, you might as well just have all the games in Montreal.
Right.
You know, same in Tampa. It's just on the it's on the wrong side of the bridge. You know, people just don't want to go through that traffic. You know, and even in Miami, you know, brand-new ballpark, it's tough to get to. If you live in Fort Lauderdale, the scouts will tell you it takes about an hour and a half to get to the ballpark.
Mm.
I'm not sure that's ever going to make money down there. I mean, you've got to be a perennial playoff team just to draw some fans.
And what about the Rays? Here's one of the great stories again in 2021, how they do it, how they develop talent, how they win a money division like the American League East. They're running away with it. here in 2021. It is a great story, and they've got a terrible ballpark in St. Petersburg. They don't draw, but they find a way to win. Can they get it done? Can they get a stadium somewhere maybe closer to the airport where the Buccaneers play?
I mean, that'd be ideal. I mean, if you play at the Yankee spring training headquarters, yep, it'd be an ideal spot. Yeah, they're not close at all. They're talking about going to Ybor City, kind of, you know, part area, part of Tampa, you know, that sort of thing. But they're not close. Where at least Oakland, you got some optimism. Tampa, nothing right now. You know, maybe optimism when it gets closer to 2027. But yeah, I just think they need to, you know, move that ballpark. You need to have a retractable roof. You know, it's the Twins and Metrodome found out, you know, if it's a beautiful day in summer, you don't want to sit outdoors. Well, you don't want to sit indoors. And that's what happens in Tampa too. You want a retractable roof. You got to have a retractable roof because of the rain that comes through there, but you don't want to be under a roof, you know, 81 home dates a year.
Yeah, and Miami, Houston, Texas, the Rangers have that situation. It's just a must in those climates. Well, Bob, it's always good to visit with you, and hopefully before we get to the postseason, we can visit again.
All right, look forward to it. Thank you, Steve.
All right, there he is, Bob Nightingale from USA Today and an Odyssey insider joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.